Don?
I'm new to this and uninformed, but just curious, I thought I heard you say Yachting Solutions would go ahead. Does that mean all the permits and whatever have been done and it's ready to go?
We're in the midst of getting the permit.
And who do you get the permits from? Who permits?
From the, well, we have to go through the Army Corps.
Okay. Federal level stuff?
Federal level stuff. We had a plan when we took over the facilities there that was already approved by the Army Corps, city, and so forth and so on. Our time lapsed on that permit because we didn't act on it. So we're resurrecting the majority of this plan is like it was originally planned. I think the only thing that may be slightly different is the extending the wave break. We had talked about originally about putting wave attenuating floats out there and have since decided that probably the best thing is to put a wave break, a solid wave break, although it's not a, unlike a pier that we have currently, you wouldn't be walking on it. It'd be only a, 18 inches or something like that wide.
Mm-hmm. So is that affixed to the bottom with pilings?
It's a pile. Okay. Pile wave break. It's very similar to what's underneath the end of their pier.
It doesn't go to the bottom. It
doesn't go to the bottom like a jetty or a, it's really just it's really wave attenuation, not a wave break. It's wave attenuation.
True.
Because the vertical boards, which have gaps, like 1-inch gaps, it would go just below low water. So like at low water, if you had a roll coming in at low water, it would actually go underneath at some. But it would take most of the wave action out of the inner harbor. It really helps the city's facilities immensely in that regard.
Would there be more ice in the harbor with the less waves, or actually, how easy is it to clear the ice out? I guess be able to bang up the wooden attenuator. Should that happen? I know we're warming things. But
yeah, I mean that's a good question. The ice doesn't generally make it out that far, and it's usually really closer to where the lower water is.
Thought maybe there'd be a fringe around the attenuator because that's a certain slowdown thing.
That's a good question.
There is a potential of putting, you know, bubblers in areas where it might build.
Yeah, you could.
That's pretty cool.
They do it in Camden Harbor. Mm-hmm. And those bubblers just keep the water agitated.
Yeah. On the permit regulation thing, so if I understand correctly, the federal thing is pretty much in place. How about here locally? I don't even know what that means. But
well, this is part of what we're doing here with this group is, you know, trying to get a concept, introduce our concept to everybody here, and then we will, any plans that are necessary through the city. Like I said, it previously was all approved, packing and all the necessary documents were done. So basically, we will be going probably to the city council eventually to get their nod, hopefully, for
And the planning board. And
planning board.
Okay.
So
at a state level, the DP is involved. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So Thank you.
Department of Conservation also, the public land folk, or what do you call that? Submerged land.
Submerged land. You'd need to lease land.
So have you actually done that reapplication to the Corps?
Not yet.
Of engineers?
We're in the process. Hopefully, it will start in January.
Oh, it's coming right up.
Yeah.
David?
Do the plans for the permanent infrastructure improvements include or accommodate potential sea level rise?
Yeah, to the extent that the moving of the Harbor Masters building that gets it out of the flood zone, because this is sitting in flood zone right now, and there's a bigger, you know, if this boardwalk comes across, you'd actually raise the seawall a bit and then backfill behind it, so this low area where the parking is would come up. So
you'd raise the whole parking area?
Right here, and it would come out about halfway through that grass circle, I would say, you know, just.
Because I know that a lot of grants that are available will require a certain accommodation for sea level rise over the next 30, 40, 50 years.
Yeah.
Can I ask two or three questions? The first time I set foot on a sailboat in Rockland Harbor was 1978. Mm-hmm. So something like this has been a long time coming, and I'm amazed that people don't know how great a place Rockland is to sail from. It really is. My wife and I have a boat that we were actually moved by MBNA 15, 17 years ago, and that worked out okay. But I have a lot of concerns. And one comment is that in moving moorings, a mooring that's close in, even moving out, just the nature of how your boat sits will change. And the nature of how you get to your boat will change. And it's not just a question of distance, it's a question of how the boat moves on the mooring and stuff like that. In regard to stuff on land, I've also been a taxpayer here for 35 years. So question number one, should this come to fruition, who pays for moving this building?
Right now, I don't think we have a plan financially. Okay. We have a plan. Yachting Solution has a plan for our facility.
Yeah.
We kind of invited the city into this where we were doing permitting and so forth. We felt, well, it would be a perfect time to, if the city cannot afford to do the full build-out, it seems like this is a perfect time to do the planning for it.
Yeah.
So whether this actually comes to fruition for the city, who pays for it and all that, is yet to be determined. We don't even have a budget for the whole thing yet. This is conceptual.
Right.
And the idea is to try to bring everybody together on a future plan for the harbor that would improve it, make it more attractive, make it more usable for residents, as well as attracting, you know, more tourists into the harbor.
I get it. For me personally, I personally would much rather see the harbor more catering to smaller boats than the mega cruise ships like Carnival Cruise Lines and things like that. Here's another question that you may want to put into your thinking, is that Bowie Park, believe it or not, does represent open space on the water. And if you move this building, I don't know if the translation of open space created here is an even trade for what the loss of open space would be up there. And I know it's a very popular family place, especially in the summertime. The people in town will go and have picnics there, and they push strollers with little kids there, and that sort of thing.